Hey y'all, it's Sophie, and welcome to episode 71 of the Big Boo Cast. Before we get started today, I wanted to let y'all know about a new album that Melanie and I both love. It's by Ellie Holcomb, and it's called Red Sea Road. Ellie is such a gifted singer-songwriter. Her lyrics are deep and rich and true. This is great music to listen to when you're alone in the car. This is great music to listen to with your kids. This is great music to listen to when you need some encouragement. So when you get a chance, go to iTunes, look for Ellie Holcomb's Red Sea Road. And thanks so much for being here. Here's episode 71. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Just doing a little troubleshooting over here with our microphones, as all nerds do.
Yes, yes. Well, and it turns out, hey, sometimes you just got to plug it in.
That's right. Sometimes you just got to check to make sure. You know what's terrifying right now is right now the blue light is on my computer. Like I think it's videoing me somehow, and I'm very self-conscious.
Oh. Well, I'm not seeing you.
Well, for that, we're all very thankful.
Well, I wouldn't mind seeing you, but I feel like nothing really makes you look worse than a phone screen or a computer screen.
That is no joke. I mean, every time somehow hit the button on my phone where it flips the camera around or whatever, I feel like I go, ah!
Yeah. Yeah. And it's always like when you're looking down, so you're like, well, that is bleak.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, that's bleak. I was in Dallas yesterday, you know.
Right.
And my friend Jamie picked me up, and we went to eat lunch at Taco Diner, which is a little place there. And at the end of lunch, I got up and I was like, I need to go to the bathroom. So I went in the bathroom, and I looked in the mirror and I thought, well, I don't know why I bothered to do anything. I have never looked worse. Like, I mean, it looked like, remember the Seinfeld episode with like the two-faced girl? I was like, I'm the ugly, like this is,
yes.
Like my face was like gray and my hair, the whole thing was just awful. And like, I thought I had like put on makeup and looked cute today, but I guess I was wrong or whatever. Well, then Jamie went to the bathroom and then we left and that was the end. Well, later on that night, we were taking a picture and I said, well, I hope I look better than I looked in that mirror at Taco Diner. And she was like, yes, I'm so glad you said something. She said, I was so depressed.
Okay, well, good. It's this, everybody just know that Taco Diner mirrors are terrible.
Don't trust those. But we laughed because we said it's kind of like a bar place and they have these drinks called Mambo Taxis. And they said, maybe they do it on purpose. So you'll come out and order another drink because you feel so bad about yourself.
How you look. Hey, the older I get, the farther into my 40s I get, the more I want Oprah's lighting crew to follow me around. Like,
yeah,
the people who used to light the Oprah Winfrey show, I want mm-hmm. those people.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much
to light me
at all points in time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it really is all about, I mean, you can get some bad lighting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but so. it's not like I'm past the whole, let's just raise the camera up a little higher. It's like, let's raise the camera up a little higher. And if somebody could get in here with a couple of reflective panels behind her and some mm-hmm. and some down lights, that would be awesome.
Maybe a couple of vials of Botox.
That's right. This would be,
that would help. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's depressing. So, but I was going to tell you, I got tickled because when Jamie picked me up from the airport yesterday, I got in the car and she had just had her hair done. And so I was like, your hair looks so good. And so of course we had this like 10-minute conversation about hair and about advances in hair and what we're doing with our hair and this whole thing. And over lunch, she made the comment that her sister listens to our podcast, but she's never listened to one. And she was like, so tell me what y'all do. She goes like, she said, like, do y'all have a program? Mm-hmm. Like, do y'all, like, mm-hmm. work out an outline and, like, talk mm-hmm. beforehand and whatever? And I said, you know that conversation we just had in the car about our hair? And she said, yeah. I said, that would be a podcast. And
a special episode at that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But I got so tickled that she's like, so do y'all have a program? Mm-hmm. And then you line stuff out. I was like, no, we really don't. We just, it's like, hey, I found a new mascara. Hey, what lip gloss are you using? I said, there's no plan.
And really, like lately, it's more like, hey, I have an hour. You have an hour? Okay.
Yes. Yes, it is. Because it's all about figuring out time. I mean, the fact that this works on a Friday afternoon right now is astounding to me.
Well, y'all have soccer this weekend, right?
We do tomorrow morning. So okay. we have a tournament tomorrow. Uh-huh. So,
okay.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So, but it's two games. So it's really, it's just two games.
Well, Alex has lacrosse practice this weekend, but they haven't started games yet. So we have just started the 4 day a week practice. Situation. So, which is great. They're getting them ready to play. They're getting them
yep.
in shape to play.
I know. Caroline, I'm like, she has like, so she's in eighth grade. So athletic period is the last period of the day. So she has her, like, however long that class is, 45 minutes of athletics. And then she goes straight to school soccer practice, which lasts till 5:30. So from 4 to 5:30. And then we come home and then she has club soccer practice from 7 to 8:30.
Oh, goodness.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's insane. And here I am. I'm like, I don't know. I mean, you're fine. Let's get you a snack. If somebody told me, guess what? You have to work out for 5 hours this afternoon.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd be like, check, please. I'm done. I'm out.
Is there a break for some fries? Is that part of it?
Is there a nap? Where is the nap portion of that afternoon?
Is there a Netflix break?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah. So what are y'all doing this weekend?
You know, we're going to go see Mississippi State and Alabama play basketball tomorrow in Tuscaloosa.
Oh, fun. Okay. Very fun.
Because while I will never go back to Bryant-Denny Stadium again, no offense, Alabama fans, never going back. it is the worst place. It's the worst place to be if you're a visiting team. Just merely because it is an overwhelming environment.
And you go in and they crush your soul.
I love to go to, I love to go to Coleman Coliseum. I love to go to their baseball stadium. And so, it worked out that we can go watch State play basketball. And so we're going to do that.
Oh, that's fun.
And I'm probably going to start on a few little edits for some things.
Yes.
And that's really, it's going to be kind of a low-key weekend. I thought I was going to be going to my hometown on Monday to speak to a group, to the senior girls, but we ended up rescheduling it, so I'm not doing that.
Okay. All right.
So what about y'all, soccer?
We have soccer on set. Tonight we have nothing, so we're just going to relax and hang out. Although I did sign up to be, I'm one of the snack moms for the school soccer team. And so I have to prepare some fruit cups. So I don't really know. See, they caught me in a good mood. I was like, of course I will help with the snacks. And I'm going to tell you my saving grace is, and I was like, this is a podcast thing. Cause I would be curious. I know what category you fall in, but I was thinking of other people. Mm-hmm. You really don't want me to be snack mom is the bottom line.
That's right.
But the coach was texting and she was like, we still need a snack mom. And so it was kind of like playing chicken where you're like, am I going to volunteer? Is nobody going to volunteer? Should I volunteer? Mm-hmm. I probably should, whatever. I don't know. So I kind of debated. And finally I texted her like the next morning and I said, I can do it, whatever. Well, she texted back and said, great. Another mom has offered to help too. So y'all can split it. And so I was like, great. Well, I can't even tell you that, number one, I can't believe that any part of me was going to take this on alone. And this is why I got so tickled. So the coach collects money from the girls that cover their snacks for the season.
Right.
So this other mom went and picked up the money. And then she sent me this long organized email that was like, here's the total amount of money that we have. Here's how many snacks we need to provide for each game. Here are some great ideas. Here's it broken down into what we should spend per game, per girl, per whatever. Oh. And I was like,
oh.
I was like, math. I kind of just
math. Yes,
but it was so perfect because like I want her to run my whole life. Like yes. I really want to, mom, I don't want you to just be my co-snack mom. I would like for you to be my life manager. Because what I would have done is taken that money and been like, okay, this is how much money we have. And I'd ended up having to spend $500 out of my own pocket before it was all over, because I would have never done the math as to what I should spend or what we should average per girl per game. That never would have even occurred to me.
Same. I would have taken the money, and then I would have just gotten it every week, and I would have never thought about the other ever.
No. And I would, at the end, I would have added up all my receipts, and I'd have said, well, we are way in the hole on snacks. And we would have just covered the difference out of pocket, and that would have been the end. But I was like, wow, that is a life skill that I wish I had that I do not possess.
Yeah. I am not a household manager. I don't have those, like nobody wants me in charge of like their grocery budget.
Nope.
Because here's what my grocery budget is. I go to the grocery store. There you have it. I go to the grocery store. Sometimes I go to the grocery store twice a week. Sometimes I go to the grocery store four times a week. Sometimes I don't go at all. I shouldn't say more for fear of alarming people who are super organized about that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But I am not really detailed with that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I got tickled at myself because I just went to the store before the podcast to get the fruit. I was getting all this fruit that I'm going to put in these little fruit cups. And I was looking and I was like, I never pay attention, but it was like 2 pounds of strawberries or whatever. And I was like, well, that seems very reasonable. Like but I thought I couldn't tell you what they normally cost.
Like, yes.
But I was thinking in terms of what my budget is for this particular tournament weekend.
Yes.
So I was like, well, that seems, and then I was looking at the pineapple and I was like, well, these pineapple spears are less than the pineapple chunks. And so I'm going to get those. But at the end of the day, I thought I couldn't tell you what any of this normally cost. Yeah. I just feel like I got a really good deal on all this. And I don't know that I did or not, but because HEB had a sign that said low prices, I thought, well, these strawberries are clearly on sale.
Right.
So
it's like when you say 2 for 1 and you were like, well, of course. Of course I will.
Yes.
With no notion of what, if that's even a deal.
No.
Like I noticed last night, I had to go downtown for something. I was coming home and I noticed at the Shell station, it said that gas was $1.98 a gallon. And I had the same reaction. I was like, that seems very reasonable. And then I thought, sister, what was the gas a year ago? I have no idea. I never, ever, ever know what gas costs, because here's the thing. What do I have to do? Fill up my car. Like,
yes, it doesn't matter. Yeah, it is what it is.
It is.
You've got to do it. Yeah, I know. Well, and I think that you and I, because see, I think that there are people who are listening who, number one, are more organized to begin with, which is essentially 98% of the population, other than you and me. Mm-hmm. But then I think the other thing is because we both just have one child. Because I'm like, if you're managing like snacks and lunches and all that for like a family of like, you know, 3 kids or 4 kids or 5 kids, then I'm sure then you're running it like soccer team snack where you're like, this is how much I need to spend or whatever. But I'm like, meh, like what? I don't know. I'm just, it's one kid.
Right. Like you don't look exactly. There's,
yeah.
And so you're not as aware of it, I don't think, with one child. Like I don't know. But if I had 3 other children who ate as much as the one I have,
yes,
I dare say I would be much more aware.
Yeah, because then all of a sudden you're like, I mean, because that's Gully. She's like, I mean, if I come home and she's got 2 boys, but they're both growing and they're both huge. And she's like, you know, if I come home with like a pack of Oreos, she said, they're gone before I can put them in their lunch the next day. You know, like they're gone. So that, whereas Caroline, I mean, she has stages and times when she eats more than others, but stuff lasts around here.
I would not say stuff lasts around here, but it doesn't disappear so quickly that I don't have usually I have a handle on what we have and what we don't.
Yes.
So, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and do you still go to Costco?
We get certain stuff from Costco. That's funny because David was actually going to Costco today. We still get toilet paper from Costco. We get paper towels. We get peanut butter from Costco. Our list has actually kind of grown. We get pimento cheese from Costco because that palmetto pimento cheese, they have the bigger things of it. We get, usually I buy Ziplocs, aluminum foil, we go to Costco is really what I should say. Because I'm just naming a bunch of stuff. But a friend of mine told me the other day that Costco every night They're right. You need to know this information.
Okay.
Here's Hazel. She's back from her walk.
Either that or I thought you were having an asthma attack. I wasn't sure.
Or I was very winded.
I thought you might need an inhaler. Right. I'm so glad that was
Hazel. That was Hazel. Yeah. Can somebody get me an inhaler?
Can't breathe.
So anyway, my friend Heather told me that they, at Costco every night, their rotisserie chickens, which are delicious.
Yeah.
They take all the meat off the bone.
Oh.
And put them in bags and put the meat in bags. And then you can go in and buy the rotisserie chicken meat off the bone.
Well, that would be a game changer for me. That would be the greatest thing that could ever happen in
my
life.
Seriously. And she said, so you go and it's all the white meat off of a rotisserie chicken. And then they have two different sizes. So I told David, I was like, get me some of that rotisserie chicken. And he's like, well, do you know what you're going to make with it? And I was like, I'll make chicken salad. I'll make chicken cakes. I'll make I'll eat it plain, but it's the rotisserie chicken off the bone.
Oh, that is, I can't tell you how many, that's like life. There are so many things I don't cook because I'm like, God, I'm going to have to cut up that chicken, you know, mm-hmm. And I realize that Caroline Ingalls could have only dreamed of getting a pre-cooked chicken and having to cut the chicken off the bone, but to have it already cut up, because like you said, chicken salad, chicken soup, chicken. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can do so much with it.
Yeah.
Chicken spaghetti. Chicken spaghetti.
So we're going to try it and I'm going to do chicken cakes, but, so we're going to try that. So he was going to get that. And then that Mateo salsa that we are all three so deeply, deeply addicted to at this stage.
Okay.
It's so good. I found it in Publix.
Yes.
I've had the medium and the hot, but we like the medium. I like the hot, but it's a little spicy for
mm-hmm.
David does not like it as much. So anyway, I've been buying it at Publix, but they have big jars of it at Costco, and it is so good, and it's good on everything. It's good on vegetables. It's good. I mean, it's good as a dip. It's good on chicken. Like, it's just delicious. Sorry, I'm a little congested.
I know. I'm trying to think if I ever tried it. I don't know that I've ever tried it. I think I've seen it. It's Mateo, right?
Yeah, it's so good.
Okay. Well, I'll have to give it a whirl. I have to get, you know, here we have, cause I think we're in San Antonio, like HEB has its own, like we've discovered they have this HEB. It's like their salsa ranchera. That's delicious.
Mm.
And we even something about it, like the consistent, like we use it on our breakfast tacos. It's different than like a normal restaurant salsa. Cause it's just, I don't know. It's a little more orangey. I don't know what it is, but it's also really good. Like if you heat it up in the microwave for like 20 seconds. So it's warm with chips. It's so good.
Yum.
Yeah. Salsa ranchera, HEB. So, and you know, sometimes I do not care for HEB products just because I feel like they're trying to force them on us, but I do enjoy their hot sauce.
I believe we've covered that several times.
I know.
You have some resentment about the HEB products.
I've got to let it go. I've got to let it go because I'm not going to be angry. That's one of my, not that I've ever really been that angry of a person, but I'm going to be even less angry than I've ever been.
I'm so glad. I don't think he was angry at all.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I also asked David if he would, at Costco, if he would please get a bag of avocados. I don't know what it is. You know, you just go through different phases with different foods.
Yes.
If I could have an avocado a day, I would be so delighted and happy.
All right. So how are you just cutting them up? What are you doing with them?
I am cutting them up and then I am squeezing lime on them.
Well, you know how I feel about squeezing lime on something.
I know. But the other night, I can't remember what I made. I think I cooked some fish. I had fish and I maybe had cooked like some butter beans or something.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have any kind of starch. But and then I cut up my avocado and put it on top of my fish and squeezed lime on top of it. And I told David, I was like, I'm so happy. Like, I'm so
mm-hmm.
happy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The texture of it right now is really good to me for sure.
All right. It's hard to beat a good avocado. Mm-hmm. It really is. That's something. I know. I made Caroline the other day. She came home from soccer practice and she was hungry. And I was like, how about some avocado toast? And like, I just did the toast and the avocado and I put an egg on it and some green onion. And like, I took a bite and I was like, well, this is delicious.
Do you know what one of the girls at school told me today that her mom had done? This is one of the girls in Alex's grade. I had some seventh grade girls who were eating lunch with me, which, by the way, is a delightful. That's a delightful thing.
Yes.
They are so darling. And anyway, but one of them told me that her mom had gotten out the waffle iron. And on the four panels, she put cinnamon roll dough.
Oh.
Like the, just like the Pillsbury cinnamon
roll. Like Pillsbury? Okay.
And then she pulled the thing down, and it was like cinnamon roll waffles. And instead of syrup, you squeeze the icing on top.
Well, that, I mean, how do you even?
Alex just walked on in here with a look of wonder in his eyes that was significant.
But how do you even come up with that? That would never even occur to me.
I think it's probably been on Pinterest somewhere.
Probably, yeah. But that falls under, that wouldn't occur to me any more than I would have averaged out how much I'm supposed to spend on snacks per game.
I know, that's why we need each other. That's why, that's why we've got to have each other to help.
Yeah, everybody brings different gifts to the table.
They do. Some people can fix you a budget for soccer snacks, and some people can tell you exciting new ways to use your cinnamon roll dough.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. What would we do? And you think before the internet, there was so much we didn't know because we could not share all those things across whatever lines.
Seriously, there was so much we didn't know. Unbelievable.
I know. So what else? I feel like I had something I was going to tell you, and now I've just blanked out.
Well, you know that I went to see, and I don't even know that we've talked about it. We've talked, but not about this. You know, I went to see Mississippi State and Texas A&M play basketball.
Yes, I'm aware.
And I know it was.
You said we were good, but I don't really know that we are. I appreciate your optimism.
I think y'all have some talent. I'm going to be optimistic about the Aggies. But I went, and it was so much fun. It really was. It was because I don't know if I told you this or not, but my daddy was there. And
yeah, well, I saw in pictures. Somebody,
Kate
posted. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So I was like, oh, your daddy was there. So anyway, I did see that. I don't think you had told me that.
Yeah, my daddy was there. Her daddy was there. And so we watched the first part of the second half with our daddies, just like we were in college or in high school, probably. It was so fun. Like, I don't know. I've enjoyed basketball season. Our girls have been so good at state.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Because are they, I mean, do they, last I checked, they still just had one loss. Do they have any more?
They lost their first game, I guess that was Tuesday night, to South Carolina. That was the first time they'd lost. So, anyway, which means now, which stinks, because they only play South Carolina one time, so they won't win the SEC regular season, which is, you know.
Oh, that's a bummer. Yeah.
Unless, I guess, South Carolina loses a bunch of games. I don't know. But,
Anyway. Yeah.
But it was basketball's been some good times.
Okay, that's fun.
Let me think. What else?
I don't really get into the basketball. That's just never been. I don't care about it. And you know, I live here, so everybody here's like a Spurs. You know, I know we've had this conversation, but I'm just like, people are like, oh my gosh, the Spurs game last night, and I'm like, I didn't even know the Spurs played last night. I don't know why. I've just never basketball. I mean, it's fun. And when I've gone to A&M basketball games, I'm like, this is fun. But it's not the kind of thing I care to watch on TV.
I get that. Yeah.
It's not my thing.
I know I've told you this. I don't know if I've ever said it on the podcast or not. And I told Alex this for the first time last week, I think. But when I was in college, especially my junior and my senior year of college, have I ever mentioned this? That in the afternoons, I would take my books to the Coliseum. Whatever I had to read. Like, I have vivid memories of being in one of my upper level, like, Shakespeare classes, taking a huge Shakespeare book with me, and I would go do my homework or study while they played basketball, like, they had basketball practice. Like, I would sit in the Coliseum while they played. Look, I know.
That is very gung-ho.
I know. It's weird. And in retrospect, maybe strange. Maybe a little over the top. Maybe the coach at the time was like, why is that one girl always here? Like, what's she up to?
Probably thought you were dating somebody on the team.
Well, I don't know. I mean, like, I just...
Or a stalker.
I kind of think that, maybe. But there was something about it. Like, it kind of got me out of my normal routine.
Yes, I get that.
And it was relaxing to me to sit in there and to just watch them practice. And I don't know. It was crazy.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. I think that's fine. That was what you did. I mean, you know, and I'm laughing at you, but I think I used to do that. I mean, we'd go out to the baseball fields and just watch practice. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, we'd go hang out there on pretty days. You just go and kind of watch. And, you know, I guess we brought, I mean, I don't know that we brought our books, but maybe let's pretend like we did, that we brought
sure
our books.
Did.
Sure, we did. Sure, we did. So, I don't know. But yeah, we for sure brought big gulps with full of Coke.
Yeah, I would always have, I feel like, some kind, like a Sonic drink or something mm-hmm. like that. And I would go mm-hmm. in, and I don't know, I would just watch. Now, I don't think they'd let you in there. Like, I feel like now, because of the internet, they'd be yeah. too scared you'd video it. I mean, if I had wanted to video it back then, I'd have had to haul in, like, a tripod and, like, a TV camera on my shoulder. But now, I'm sure yeah. with phones, they're a little bit more cautious.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I do, I think with the internet and I think all the stuff like A&M, I mean, I realize they've all grown, but I'm like, we always say back when we were back in the old days, sure. old Army days, as the Aggies would say, which now is apparently the early 90s. It felt like the athletic department felt like a very small, like a family. It felt
yes.
like a atmosphere. Like, I mean, I could walk into the AD's office and be like, hey, how was your dad? You know what I mean? Like, he knew me. Like, I mean, that kind of just stuff. And now you're like, I bet that sucker's under lock and key. You couldn't just waltz in there. You know, like, it's very corporate. It, yeah. You didn't used to be as corporate.
Well, there's a very high, I think, like, now a college AD, especially in a big conference, it's a very high profile job.
Mm-hmm. I hope, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and so mm-hmm. I think you're right. I don't think you just waltz in no. anybody's office.
Mm-mm. Like, yeah, you would have done back then. No, or like I can think about, like, he was at all the baseball games and he'd just be sitting there with everybody, you know, and mm-hmm. you think that doesn't happen now.
Well, okay. Shifting gears just a little bit.
Yes. Yes.
Is there anything that have you settled into anything that you're watching? I know you had some sickness there after the holidays.
I know.
Anything that captured your attention that you feel like, for the good of the group, you need to share?
I mean, I really am so sad to say this, but no. I mean, did I tell you, I can't remember, on the last podcast, did we talk about that Broadchurch? I just determined it was not my thing.
Yeah, but it was not your thing.
So that was it. Now, I will say I've watched Victoria, the new Masterpiece Theater. Have you watched Victoria?
No, I've recorded it, but not watched it.
Okay. I don't know. Here's the thing. It's British and it's royalty. I mean, how bad can it be is what I'm going to say. It does not, to me, yet have the allure of a Downton Abbey or The Crown.
Okay.
Is what I'm going to say. It's not even like, the girl that plays Victoria is beautiful. Like, she really is. I mean, the fact that, you know, they can do those braids that loop down around her ears and she still looks so stunning is mm-hmm. a testament to mm-hmm. how cute she is. But I think so Victoria is apparently, the Victoria, the series is based on, I guess, a book, or it was written by Daisy Goodwin, who I've read some of her books. She writes novels that are about British royalty and all that stuff, fiction books. And so parts of it play a little bit like that, which I think maybe I was wanting it to be. Like, I like The Crown because I feel like The Crown, we're getting a pretty factual representation with maybe a little bit of drama
right.
built in. Whereas Victoria, based on the extensive research I have done while sure. I should have been doing other things,
uh-huh.
it's much more fictionalized.
Well,
I don't feel like I'm learning about British. You know how much I love knowledge.
That's right. Yes.
And so mm-hmm. I feel like, whereas I'm so glad I researched it, because I would have been at a dinner party if I ever went to anything. And I might have said, did you know, I did not know that Queen Victoria and Lord Melbourne were in love.
Sure.
Well, the truth is they weren't. They've kind of done that. They made it appear that way for this show. But when you read the whole background, that was not really the case. They very much had a father-daughter relationship.
I'm so impressed that you checked it out, because I would have gone into a situation and spoken that bit of knowledge with authority. I would have argued about it. Oh, no, no, they were together. No, I saw the show.
Well, it was, and I think that when you, and here's the thing, I mean no disrespect to the late Queen Victoria, God sure. rest her soul. But when you see this gorgeous young actress who's playing her, and then you look back at actual photos of her, sure. you're like, well, there's a difference there. And even more so when you look at Lord Melbourne, who is played by a very attractive actor.
Yes.
And the real Lord Melbourne, I don't think, no, not so much look like that. Now, because what I read said that he was very charming, but he was also extremely overweight. And he was even older than her than is portrayed. So, like, there was like a 40-year age difference.
Okay. Right.
So it changes things to where it looks like the way they portray them now, it's like maybe there's a 15, 20 year age difference, but they're both very attractive people. And you're like, well, that wasn't really how that all played out. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I really, like I told David sometime this last week, I was like, I'm going to need some time just for television. Like, I don't mean, I'm not trying to be selfish.
Yeah.
But all this, you know, I've got all these things kind of that I'm responsible for, but I really am so far behind in my television right now. I have not watched This Is Us.
I mean, neither.
I have not watched it. You haven't watched it either? I feel so good about that.
Well, not this week's. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I haven't watched it at all. I haven't seen an episode.
I'm so, you do, then I'm going to tell you that isn't selfish. That's like you are out of the loop of all that is good in the world and you need to commit some time to that.
It's foolish is what you're saying.
It's foolishness that you have not, This Is Us could not be, I mean, it just, you need to make that a priority. That needs to be, I don't even want to hear about Victoria from you until you have watched all of This Is Us.
But what about The Crown? How do I prioritize?
I don't know. I think you're going to have to go by what are you in the mood for, because they're two very different things. So This Is Us is very emotional, but it was, you know what? I was talking to my friend Jennifer about it. Jamie has a sister named Jennifer who does listen to our podcast. So hi, Jen. But we were talking about it last night about This Is Us, and we agreed, like, the writing, like, it really, it's one of those shows, maybe even more so than a Parenthood or a Friday Night Lights, where, like, I devote my full attention to it because I think the writing is so stellar. Like, the words they say and the things and the characters, and it just, it's so relatable. So if you're in the mood for that kind of a thing, yes, if you're more in like a, hey, I want to know about some Queen Elizabeth history, then you go Crown.
Okay. All right.
So that's it. It just, you know, you gotta figure out what you're, I don't know. I can't believe, so you still haven't watched any of The Crown either?
No.
Well, I've not, never been more disappointed than you.
I feel like I failed, but it was the kind of,
you have, you don't feel like it. You have failed.
I don't know where the time goes, but it's like by the time I get home and then I kind of get supper going and then I don't know. It's kind of like it requires a lot of energy, I feel like, to start any of these shows. Yes. And I always have stuff I feel like I need to do, you know, at home and anyway.
I get it. Well, and it's hard to tell your family, Mama's got to go lock herself in the bedroom to watch some TV now.
That's right.
Plus, yeah, like, I get it.
I was out of town last weekend, and I don't know.
That's right. Yeah, because you were in Tucson.
Wait, hold on. You cut out.
You were in Tucson last weekend.
I was in Tucson last weekend. It was beautiful.
What was that song? I kept thinking about it. Remember? It was a song about Tucson. Did Mel Tillis sing it? It was on like the Any Which Way You Can or Every Which Way But Loose soundtrack. Do you remember that song?
Thank you. I have been saying for 2 weeks, there is some country song about Tucson and people have laughed at me. I'm like, no, there's a country song about Tucson.
No. Okay. I'm Googling it right now. It's Send Me Down to Tucson.
Okay. Thank you.
It's Mel Tillis. It came out in 1979. No, it's like, go on and send me down to Tucson.
Yeah.
Don't you remember?
Yes.
And I think in the movie Clint Eastwood, he's like two-stepping with somebody. They're like in like a bar.
Listen, that is an impressive memory you've got going there.
Well, I had that 8-track. Oh, it just, can you hear it?
No.
I accidentally just popped, well, I'm going to have to listen to it later. It just popped up on Utah, on Utah. YouTube. Not Utah. Popped up on Utah. YouTube. And it started to go. Yeah, send me down to Tucson.
Hazel's back again. So just again, I don't have asthma. I'm just throwing that out there. She's just excited that I'm here.
Mel Tillis. No, I had the 8-track. I had the, it was the soundtrack to that movie, and I had it.
Speaking of soundtracks, you know, I have not, I mean, I had the cast recording of Hamilton, of course, I listened to all last year, but I have listened to the La La Land soundtrack so much the last few weeks.
It's so good. It's just, it's so good. And it never, I have not grown tired of it yet.
Have not.
So I talked to Caroline last night on the phone because she called, I was in Dallas, as I had mentioned, I was in Dallas and she called me. And we were talking and we were on the phone. In fact, I got real tickled at Jamie because Caroline talked to me like half the way home from driving home from my event. And Jamie's got three boys. And she was like, I can't believe y'all talk that long. And I was like, that's a girl and a boy. I mean, I heard about things that I thought that's not even really a story, but she wanted to tell me about it, you know? I do love it. And I'm so, and that's why I'm kind of like, I didn't really want to hear about all the ins and outs of what happened in science class that day. I mean, like some of it was like, this is kind of boring, but I thought, well, I need to let her talk if she's going to talk. But she said, well, all of a sudden La La Land has just exploded at school. Everybody's talking about it.
That's so funny though, because today with the seventh graders at lunch, one of them was having kind of a bad day and she said, will you please play La La Land? And I said, I will play La La Land. So I played the soundtrack at lunchtime.
But I kind of felt vindicated because I think Caroline has kind of thought for weeks that I dragged her to kind of what she thought was a lame musical where Emma Stone was very unsafe by walking down a dark street at night.
That's right.
And so the fact that now it has apparently taken the junior school by storm made me feel kind of vindicated.
Emma Stone was not safety first.
She was not safety first. You know what I did notice, though, speaking of Emma Stone? I was in anthropology last week, and they have kind of a short version of the dress that she wore to the Golden Globes in anthropology right now.
Seriously?
Yeah, I really do. It's like it's kind of a blush color, and it's got silver sparkly stars on it. It's really pretty.
Well,
I mean, I know. I mean, I'm not going to wear it because number one, I'm not 20. And number two, I wouldn't have anywhere to wear it. But if you are 20 and you need a dress, it was really pretty.
If you're going somewhere fancy.
Yeah. I mean, it would be a good, it was really cute. But I thought that was funny because I thought whenever they made that dress, I was like, it must be, but I'm like, that's before Emma Stone. That dress came out before she wore her dress.
For sure it did. Huh? Well, so. Hey. When was the last time you went somewhere really fancy?
I can't even remember.
I'm going to tell you, I went to a wedding at Christmas and I could not remember how to dress for a wedding.
No, I wouldn't. I mean, I can't remember the last time I've been to a wedding, which we're going to have a wedding to go to. Caroline's going to be, this is so cute. She, her first grade teacher, remember her teacher that she loved?
Yes.
Her first is getting married this summer. And she asked that little group of girls from Caroline's class are all going to be her junior bridesmaids this summer.
Oh, isn't that cute? I love that. Yes.
Well, she had promised them back in first grade that when she got married, that she was going to have them. And now here it is all these years later. I wouldn't have thought that she would, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I wouldn't have thought that, but she really is. She's going to have them. So we'll have a wedding this summer. I'll have no idea what to wear. So what did you end up wearing?
Oh gosh. I kind of piecemealed. I ended up getting a skirt from Nordstrom that was dressy to me, sort of. But then I didn't like the shirt that I got to go with it, and so I don't even remember how I put it all together. But I wore like jet black tights, and I wore jet black booties with it.
Oh, like, cute!
But like, I felt like I have forgotten how to dress up.
Yeah, I really can't remember. No, I can't remember the last time that we went to anything. I mean, I feel like number one, so much stuff is so much more casual than it used to be.
Yes.
Anyway, that there's just not a lot of stuff. And Perry and I are so not, I mean, if we were to get an invitation to something that said like black tie, unless it was essentially something that was mandatory, we would be like, check, please. We're not going.
Same.
So. Yeah. But I feel like if I were to ever have to do a thing again, I think I would do Rent the Runway.
Okay. I've looked on there before. Well, it's so interesting to me because people will post pictures of themselves in those dresses. And so it's so interesting to me like that, I mean, like that there is some stuff that universally looks good on every body.
Yes.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's so interesting to look and to see how all that stuff works out.
I know, because I was like, I've looked at it because a friend had mentioned, because she and her husband do go to a lot of stuff. And so she had said, and I was like, what do you do? And she's like, I just do Rent the Runway, which I was like, is brilliant, because you don't want to go spend money on a dress that you're going to wear one time, you know? And so I went on and looked, and I was like, well, there are some really cute things, but I thought it would be, I was like, they'd probably have to send me like six different things before I'd find something that I wanted to wear.
But can't you get so many at one time? Do I remember that right? Like, you can get several at once, can't you?
I think so. I think you can get several at once, and then you can just send back what doesn't work. So, but I was like, that really is brilliant, because, I mean, why would you, you know, want a dress that you're only going to wear once?
I know. And I feel like now, again, with the internet, if you did, mm-hmm. even if you did buy it, probably you're going to end up selling it somehow.
Yeah, I know. I feel like I've got so many things in my closet. You know, we have a little neighborhood trading site that I'm like, one of these days I've got to get motivated, because I just have stuff that it's not even like it's good stuff. I think I'm having to come to terms with, if I were to have somewhere to wear that, that would not be what I would choose to wear. So I don't really need it in my closet.
Right.
So
I get you.
Yeah. So I need to go through, but I just haven't really been motivated to do that.
Okay. So you told me a week or two ago that there was a new product that you had ordered.
Well, I didn't order it. Okay. I thought about it. Yeah. I thought about it.
Okay.
So, okay. In my ongoing, I have several beauty updates.
I wish I had a drum roll.
Well, because I'm going to tell you, I went to Ulta today. Okay. So actually, from the second time this week, I went to Ulta.
I've got my pen at the ready to write it down.
Yeah. I mean, this is really, everybody get excited. Okay. So here's the thing. Several people have asked me about Rodan and Fields.
Yes.
Here's my final verdict on Rodan and Fields. I do think it works. I think it's good. I like Rodan and Fields. I'm a fan of it. I can see why people love it. Here's my thing with it. I think that at first you're like, well, this isn't that much money. If I were to add up everything else I spend, this is like one skincare program. Well, the problem is you get that stuff in and it's pretty small, so it doesn't last a long time.
Okay.
So I'm kind of at a crossroads right now where I'm like, I don't know that I love the Rodan and Fields to the extent that I'm going to keep ordering it.
Okay.
Now, I have a good friend who I will not say her name, and it's not Gully, but I have a good friend who made the comment that she said, I go back and forth with Rodan and Fields because I keep deciding it's not worth the money. So I quit using it, but then I think my skin looks worse. And so then I end up reordering it.
Okay.
So that, in all fairness, that could be me, that I may end up going back. But in the meantime, I feel like I have been researching other alternative products. And so what I found was somebody was talking about, that it's a Korean product, but it is snail mucus. It's made of snail mucus is what it is.
That's what you told me about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I can't, I know. And that's my whole problem, because I thought this feels like maybe this is a bridge too far. You know what I mean? Like, but here's the deal. It's only like $14 on Amazon to order it. So
is it called snail mucus?
No, it's called, I'm sitting here trying to find, the name, because I need to tell you about it. I'm going to tell you. So it doesn't tout, I mean, because some marketing person said, hey, let's not call it snail mucus
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Okay. Korean snail mucus mask. See, I'm looking it up. Mizon is what it's called.
Okay, how do you spell it?
Mizon.
Okay.
So it's used in all these Korean body products. What's wrong with me today? Beauty products.
Yes.
And so it's called this, and I'm seeing now it's coming up that they have it at Target. It's Mizon All-in-One Snail Healing Cream.
So it heals snails? Is that what you're saying?
It's a snail repair cream. So if your snails are hurt,
hey, this is the ticket. We're here. Hey, if your snails are hurt, we're here to offer hope
today. Yes, but it's supposed to help with acne and redness and aging and everything. Snail repair cream.
Okay.
So I mean, I don't know. I haven't tried it. but I can't say that I'm not going to. People say that it is amazing and that it is so moisturizing. Now, I will tell you what I did order again, which is my go-to, and I know it's yours too, is I ordered another jar. There's no better moisturizer than SkinCeuticals overnight.
Ma'am. There's not.
I kept thinking maybe I could use something else, but I was like, nope, my skin is dry and I'm going back to that because nothing works better than that.
Agreed.
So, is apparently, it's a hot thing is what I'm telling you.
Snail mucus?
Uh-huh.
Okay, mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Now, what I bought today, so I did not buy that today. What I did go buy at Ulta, well, I went earlier to Ulta this week and I bought that IT Cosmetics, that Veil Collagen Anti-Aging Yes. Primer that Edie had talked about. And I will say, I've only used it for like 2 days, but this morning I was like, my face feels really soft.
Okay. See?
So I bought that and I do feel like it works as a good primer. And then, so when I was at Line and Ulta 2 days ago, I saw a girl that I know and she was in line ahead of me. And so we were small talking or whatever. And we were like, what are you getting? And she said, I'm getting this. She said, I love the IT Cosmetics, their CC cream. And oh. I said, okay. And I said, I need something new. I said, I don't really like what I've been using. I'm not going to buy it again. And she said, this is it. And she said, one of her good friends told her about it, who's like a cosmetic guru and has tried like all the stuff at all price points. And she said, this is what she swears by.
And okay, so I'm trying that next.
So then I went and got my hair done this week and I was talking to my hair girl and we were talking about makeup and she does some makeup artist stuff and whatever. And so we were sitting there talking and I said, yeah, I was at Ulta yesterday. And I said, I've just been looking for like I need like a lightweight. I said, I don't like to feel like I'm wearing it. And she said, you've got to get the IT CC cream.
Okay.
And she said, it's a game changer.
Okay. I feel good about that.
Yep. So I went and got that today. So they have a regular one or they have an illuminating one. I got the illuminating because I feel like my skin looks better when it has a little bit of a glow to it.
Have you tried the illuminating? Have you put it on yet?
Yes. I tried them both in the store and I like the illuminating. And I asked my hair girl, I said, do you get the illuminating or the regular? And she said, I get the regular because I like more of a matte finish. And she said, but the other stylist who's also a makeup artist in the salon said she uses the illuminating because she likes to look a little more glowy.
Okay.
But it's not super glowy. It's just, but you know, I've been mixing that NARS illuminator with my BB cream.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of the same concept, except it's just one step.
Yeah. And I feel like in days when I'm in a hurry, I don't even use the illuminator. So I would like something where it's already kind of built in, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. And it has SPF in it too.
Oh, okay.
It's got like SPF 50 in it. So it's like all one. It literally is one-stop shopping.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's, anyway, I'm pretty excited about it.
Well, that is terribly exciting.
Yeah. So that's really the best discovery that I've made. So I got that, today.
Anything else you've run across?
What else did I get? Oh, now the other thing is I was needing a new dry shampoo and somebody said at Ulta, you can get that Batiste.
Yes.
Batiste, which I've seen it at the grocery store too, but that they have dry shampoo, which for you, this would not be as much of an issue, but it's got a hint of color to it. So like they have dry shampoo for like brunettes or dark brunettes. So it doesn't, you don't get that white powdery look, but they also, I noticed, had it for blondes. So I bought that today. So I don't know if it's any good, but anyway, I bought it. It's not in the expensive hair products. You know how you go in Ulta and you've got all your expensive products and then you've got your normal products?
Yes.
It was in like the normal products.
Okay. I feel good about these things.
I know. I feel like I've
except
made some.
Except the snail mucus. I don't know how I feel about that.
No. And I haven't, I too have not purchased the snail mucus. I don't know. I can't say that I'm not going to. I mean, because part of me says $14. I mean, you know, it's worth a try.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What if it's the best thing ever?
It could be the best thing ever. But I also think it's one of those things that it's like looking at myself at Taco Diner. You get to an age where you're like, how much better am I going to look?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, that's where I've gotten with my under eye area where I'm like, you know what? Sister, concealer can't fix what's broken here.
Yes.
So. Yeah. So there's a certain I guess resignation that you have to reach where you're like, this is what it is at this point in my life. And unless I can reconstruct the area under my eyes every day, probably the products aren't going to make just a huge difference.
Yeah. I mean, I think that there's some that can make a little bit of a difference, but I don't know, you know, and I mean, people say that, but I don't know. I think sometimes you just have to go, this is as good as it's going to get.
Yeah. I just look tired, you know, and probably maybe because I am tired.
But... I was going to say, because here's the problem. We are tired.
We are tired. But so. I can't really, like even when I was in Tucson this past weekend, and I think the first session on Saturday morning was at 10 and I woke up at 7 because of that whole thing where you've got to give your face time to wake up. Like, that's a thing.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's for sure a thing. Because, I mean, those two lines in my forehead need to go away. The whole deal. You know, I laughed because I'm doing that. I'm doing, like, typing some video stuff.
Yes, you are.
Which I'll talk about more at a later date. But I think we
frustrated people because we've both alluded
to
writing stuff. And we haven't mentioned what it is. But it's because we're really not trying to hold out. It's just that... We haven't gotten the go-ahead to mention what it is.
No.
And so as soon as we can, we promise that we will.
Yes. And as we know, titles and things can change. And
Sure they can. Hey, maybe the best thing that happened to you was that you actually have not mentioned it before.
Well, don't think I haven't thought about that. Yes. Because, it's like, so, So that's, you can't really mention. I mean, I have a book coming out in October, but I can't tell you the name of it yet because we're still kind of waiting.
I can't tell you the name because I don't know yet.
Yeah. So,
which is a weird place for me because I have started everything I've done with a title, and I started this with a title, but I do not, in fact, think that that is going to be the title. So.
Oh, you don't? Okay. See, I didn't know that. We'll have to talk about that. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I've been back and forth and okay. So anyway,
I thought maybe you'd settled, but anyway, I've got to do this video thing. And so we were talking about hair versus makeup. And I said, if I can only have a person to do one thing for me, I would prefer to have somebody do my makeup.
Yes. You got your hair down, sister. You can do your hair.
Yeah. I can figure out my hair. I mean, but I was like, the makeup is tricky. I feel like.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So, I need somebody. You don't watch Ladies of London on Bravo, do you?
No. Mm-mm, okay. I don't.
Well, there was a moment on the most recent one where there were these two girls. One was it's American and the other one's British, but they went to this cosmetic store and the British girl really liked to do makeup and she did the American girl's makeup. And you know how sometimes somebody does your makeup and you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
But she did her makeup and she was like, oh, that is fantastic. Like she just, she looked great. And I thought, I need somebody to do that for me.
Yes. I know. I've even thought like we really are like it's been so long since I've gone that I thought if I like to go to a really good makeup person and say, what do I need to be using on my skin? You know, like just day to day, like what products do you recommend? But I want somebody who doesn't work at a makeup counter because I don't want you to sell me all of one line. I just want to know like what's the best this, what's best that, what's, you know what I mean? All that stuff.
I agree. Hey, hold on one sec. Hold on.
Okay.
No, you're fine, Hazel. I shouldn't have said anything. She hears certain words and she's...
What did she hear?
She heard me say, hey, which normally means, hey, Alex, I'm about to go.
And she got so nervous.
Oh, listen.
I know. I thought, I hope Hazel likes me better this time because I'm going to be at your house in a couple of weeks. And I thought, I hope Hazel and I, maybe we can bond a little bit more this time.
Well, she'll like you fine. She'll drive you crazy. You know, I mean, when I got home from Tucson Sunday, well, you know, I was supposed to get home Sunday afternoon and then we had a little diversion because of weather. And so it was Sunday night when I got home and we were all three sitting in the den off the kitchen. And she jumped up and she sat down. It was like the first time apparently she had settled down all day. Like she just, she needs us all three at home. That's how she.
Yeah. 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 I get it. That's, you know, we had people working, finishing up some stuff in the kitchen this week. And so they were having to come in and out of the back door. And so we put the dogs, like we have on the side of the house, like a dog run, and it's big. I mean, it's a big space. So it's not their backyard with their couches that they like to lounge on, sure. but it's like Mabel will not relax over there. So like all day long, she just, and I mean, by the time she got in the house that evening, like at like 4:30, I mean, she got in her bed and curled up and just was out the rest of the day.
She was exhausted. It was like,
she was exhausted from like the pacing and the like looking back, and you can see the front of the house from there. And so she was real concerned about everybody that was walking by, but she could not relax. But it was like, she just flat wore herself out.
Us and our neurotic dogs.
I know. So
that we love our neurotic dogs.
Yes, we do. I like a dog that's like a little bit nuts.
Well, I do. That's why you and Hazel are gonna be like y'all
gonna be just fine.
Y'all are gonna be just fine. Mm-hmm. Not
just
worried
fine.
About it.
Okay, I'm going to have to go in a minute because I've got to go get Caroline earlier than I thought from practice. She just texted me. But, okay, here's something that you tweeted to me that I could not make sense of.
That's what
I was going to ask you. Mm-hmm. The riced cauliflower. Okay. I need to know more about this real quick.
Okay, so there was, I can't remember. I think this was a couple of weeks ago. But I have seen it like in Trader Joe's and different places. Anyway, my friend Heather said that she was you know, planning meals or whatever, and that she had picked some up at the store.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, that she's trying to eat healthier, trying to cook healthier food for her family. So she was kind of using it as a rice substitute because it's cauliflower, but it looks like rice.
Okay.
And so
frozen?
It's in the frozen section, yes.
Okay.
All right. So I picked some up at the store, and one night, I can't remember what I cooked, but David and Alex were having yellow rice, and I did the rice cauliflower for me, and it is delicious. It kind of takes on the taste of whatever you put on it. So there are some that are already flavored, like there's some that have garlic or like some Parmesan. I just had the plain. But it's delicious. Like, it's so good. And I don't know. Like, I think, I don't know that I'll cook it every time, but it's a nice little alternative. You know, if you're trying to watch carbs or you're trying to watch starches, or I guess that's kind of the same thing. But, you know, or if you're trying to, like, eat things that metabolize a little slower than you know, rice, then I think it's a good option. But it's the same texture. But the
It's you know, rice?
I mean, not the exact same texture, but real similar. Yeah. And you cook it in the microwave in a little steam bag, and then it was delicious.
Okay. So would you eat it with Trader Joe's orange chicken?
You could, absolutely, because that sauce from the Trader Joe's orange chicken could go right on top of it, and it would just take on that flavor.
Okay. All right. But I was a little skeptical of that.
It was good. And I have another bag of it in the freezer. I haven't cooked yet, but it was a nice new way to enjoy cauliflower, which is always to me kind of tricky to cook. And like, you can use it, you can use it apparently like as a substitute, like in a hash brown casserole. You can use it as a substitute in that, if you're trying to make that a little bit.
As a hash brown substitute?
As a hash brown substitute, or as a substitute for grits.
Okay. So, all right. Well, you know, I tried to make those like substitute, Laura, you do that cauliflower and it's like mashed. It's supposed to be like a mashed potato substitute. And I thought people are liars.
Yeah.
People are big fat liars because this does not taste anything like a potato to me.
No, it does not. But with me, it was because I could never get enough water out of it. And so this has kind of gotten the water out of it. It's good.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to get, it was funny because it's like, I kind of forgot over, I think while everything was happening with our kitchen, I was so out of cooking mode that I forgot about Trader Joe's. And it was like, it dawned on me the other day, I saw some article about something about Trader Joe's and I was like, oh, Trader Joe's, I've got to go. Those are my easy dinners. I was like, because I was like, what else do I cook that's easy and quick? And then it dawned on me. So I'll have to pick some up and give it a whirl.
Now, when you do that orange chicken, Perry knows that that's Trader Joe's, right? Or does he think that you make that orange chicken?
No, he knows it's Trader Joe's. Okay. He knows it's Trader Joe's. Yeah. So, but I do get, when I do the orange chicken, I do always do steamed broccoli with it and then so it's like a chicken and broccoli kind of thing.
Yum.
Yeah, it's good. And so maybe now I'll do it over riced cauliflower.
Hey, you don't do breakfast much. But
nobody. I mean, I'm trying to do a little bit more because we're really trying to get Caroline, just because she's working out 7 hours a day at the end of the day.
Yeah. Just maybe a carb or two in there. Yeah.
Well, and some protein. You know what I mean? Because like she just wants to eat like cereal or something. But then she doesn't. Eighth graders have the late lunch, so she doesn't eat lunch till 1. So. Which, I mean, I guess she eats breakfast about 7:45, but still, that's a pretty long stretch. So I've been trying to do a little more breakfast.
Well, David has found, he's discovered that he loves Trader Joe's oatmeal that comes in like the cardboard thing, like a cardboard bowl. And the tart cherry, and it's got cherries and pumpkin seeds. And he says it's delicious.
Okay, I may have to try that. You know, I don't like oatmeal. It's a texture thing for me.
I love oatmeal.
I know. You like oatmeal. Caroline likes oatmeal. Perry likes oatmeal. I'm not an oatmeal fan, but maybe I'll get it for them because that would be a good... I feel like that's really the problem with breakfast is there's just not a lot that she'll eat in particular that she likes. And she'll be fine, but like one egg a week is enough for her. Like I'll get excited because she'll do like an egg one morning, and then the next morning if I make an egg, she's like, oh, I don't want an egg.
I don't know where she gets that.
No, I don't either, right? Uh-huh. I mean, what? No. Who did she get that from? Mm-mm. No, I'm tired of eggs. I'm tired. Don't give me an eggs 2 days in a row. So, so that's that. But speaking of, I think I've got to go run and get her.
Okay. And hey, we're going to close out this podcast. I sent you, I think you know this, but we're going to close out this podcast. We're going to play a new song by Ellie Holcomb. It's going to be at the end.
Okay.
So stay tuned for that at the end.
Stay tuned. Okay. All right. Bye, everybody.
We'll talk to y'all later. Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye.
To lay our worry down and sing a song instead.